Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 through the Fan. We're live from Uncle Julio's in Dallas off of Lemon. And I assure you, they are open now. I know you might say, well, that's not what my map app says. I say they are open because how else would we have gotten in here?
I feel like map app shouldn't be a thing. Like, it should just be map. But you have to, like,
I can say map.
Map.
With two P's.
Two A's.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I guess.
The point is, Uncle Julio's, we're here. We got State Fair tickets to give away, Uncle Julio swag to give away,
Tolo hats.
That's right. And now Corey wants you to wear those hats alongside of him because he now has a truck. So all kinds of stuff happening today at Uncle Julio's. But
yes,
we also have lots and lots of content for you. So I'm going to go ahead and start off. NFL overreaction or reality? This one is going to be hotly contested. Overreaction or reality? The Cowboys can go undefeated in October. Now, hold on and hear me out, because I already saw somebody give me a look like, are you kidding me? The four teams the Cowboys play this month are a combined 5-11 right now, and none of them have a record above 500. So overreaction or reality? The Cowboys can go undefeated in October.
Can, yes. Will, no.
Oh.
Look, I think they can take down the Jets and the Panthers on the road. I really do. I think that those two teams are good teams. The Cowboys are slightly better. The Commanders and Broncos, I think one of those two games is going to be the one that kills it. They can go 3-1. That's a possibility. They could very easily go 2-2, and we are on our way to 8-8, just as we've been. Kevin, I think if I have my chart up still, I had the Cowboys at 2-2 at this point in the season. Now,
okay.
Now they would have been 2-2 had they gone for it, but I learned this morning that Shoddy was like, look, I hated the third down call. I thought I was going to have man coverage. I didn't get man. So, like, hearing what he was saying about that play makes sense now, because he doubted. He was like, I doubted myself.
Yeah.
Once I realized they beat me, I needed to do something else. So, I don't think they will, Kevin. I love to be optimistic about things. That's why I think they can. They will not, though. And that's unfortunate, because Ooh. How are you going to win a Super Bowl if you can't go undefeated in October?
This is a good question from the 2-4. If they tie, does that make them undefeated? That's right. If they go 0-0-4 in the month of October, that is technically undefeated, Alec.
Technically correct. I can't
exactly.
be mad at it.
Can't argue with that.
Kind of correct. Hold on. Has any team ever had five ties in a season?
So let me recommend something to everybody. Go look at how the NFL worked at the beginnings of the NFL, when every week it was like 3-2 or 2-0. And there, you could definitely tie that many games in a season. All right, Alec.
17. Hold on. That's not by one team. I'll be back.
Overreaction or reality? The Cowboys can go undefeated in October.
Overreaction. Oh, makes me sad to say.
I was afraid you would say that.
Yeah, but I still
told you.
I still believe in the Commanders. I haven't seen enough from them to make me really think any differently about how I thought about them in the preseason, because they've had the injuries with Jaden Daniels and Terry McLaurin. So I still think they're going to be good. I still think they're going to be fine. And then I think the Broncos will probably, I don't think it will be as bad as the Dak versus the Broncos game a couple years ago, where the whole too high shell thing came in and we discovered a lot about our team. I don't think it's going to be that bad, but I think it's going to be a tough game.
Kevin,
what have you discovered? Was I right or was I right?
The Chicago Bears in 1932, when the NFL began, six ties.
I told you, so the old NFL was crazy.
I hope the Cowboys break that record this year and go for seven.
How would that affect the season?
Look, so essentially,
it's seven ties.
Essentially, it goes like this: it's half a win and it's half a loss. So if the Cowboys went 5-5-7, it would be the equivalent of like 8-8-1.
Okay.
I don't anticipate that happening.
What if they go 7-1, 7-2? Do the math for me, real quick.
If they go 7-2-8, then heck yeah, you're going to be 11-6, brother. You're going to be flying.
Let's get these ties then, guys. What are we doing? Why are we messing around trying to win games anymore?
I'm going to go out not on a limb and say you will not have another tie from the Cowboys this season. So
interesting.
Yeah, that's – look.
What would you like to wager on that?
Well, as long as there's something on the other side. All right. NFL overreaction or reality? Now, one of the things we heard this morning, not particularly surprising, J.J. McCarthy remains out. Carson Wentz is going to get the start behind their offensive line is in a tough spot, just like the Cowboys. Overreaction or reality? The Vikings made a mistake letting Sam Darnold leave in favor of J.J. McCarthy.
I think that's an overreaction. I think Seattle is a pretty decent team. That's fine. This is part of conversation, Kevin. Everybody can disagree. But I think Sam Darnold is fine. Wentz is doing kind of the similar things. Behind that offensive line, like you just said, you're not going to get much done anyway.
It's rough.
They don't have much of a true run game either that I trust. So, like, you can't balance that game out for them. It's all Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison. Like, that's what they're going to have to rely on. And Wentz is going to have to get the ball out faster. He can't stand in the pocket and look around and do things. He's got to move. That's what their offense is going to have to rely on. And then they're going to have to lean heavily on what their defense can do. And that's why Brian Flores is there. But I think that Sam Darnold will do just fine getting to the playoffs and then failing whenever he gets there. So that's what he would have done in Minnesota anyway.
Ooh. All right, Alec, overreaction or reality? Vikings made a mistake letting Sam Darnold leave in favor of J.J. McCarthy.
No, that's an overreaction because the mistake the mistake was made whenever they decided that J.J. McCarthy was going to be the guy they drafted and made the future of the team. I just don't think he's a long-term starter. I thought after one game he was going to be better than I expected. Then he looked how I expected after that and then got hurt. And I think the price tag was always going to be too high for Sam Darnold anyways. So for what he is compared to the price that they would have to pay and the idea that, hey, we do have the rookie quarterback contract that we can try to build around and do as much as we possibly can to make him good, I get it. I understand.
All right, as long as I'm throwing out questions that you guys are shooting down, here's another one. NFL overreaction or reality? Saquon Barkley will not run for 1,000 yards this season. Currently, he is on pace for 1,007 yards, and he is averaging a robust 3.1 yards per carry. Overreaction or reality? Saquon Barkley, for whatever reason, will not get to 1,000 yards rushing this season.
Okay, you said for whatever reason, and I want to have that discussion real quick. Do you think that they're not trying to overuse him because of what the usage was last year?
I think that's possible, but his level of effectiveness has been really
low
this
season. The efficiency is very low for sure. I think he'll get 1,000 yards.
Okay.
Dude, there's 17 games. It's like, that's so many games.
I even factor that in.
Yeah,
still on pace for 1,000.
You could average like 15 yards a game or something and get 1,000 yards.
That is not
correct. Like.
I believe you have to average 59 yards a game.
That's what I said, 59 yards a game, I'm pretty sure. So, yeah, I think he's going to get 1,000 yards. He's going to have a 200-yard game here and there. He'll have a couple more big games. But, yeah, their offense looks really weird considering what they were last year. Is it a Super Bowl hangover? Maybe. Maybe there is a little bit of that. But I think they'll be fine.
Alec, as long as you guys are shooting down my questions, overreaction or reality, Saquon Barkley will not get to 1,000 yards rushing this season.
That's not a question. That's a statement,
Kevin.
Oh,
yeah. Statement. Saquon Barkley will not get to 1,000 rushing yards this season.
Untrue. I mean, overreaction, Kevin. And
you guys are jerks.
No,
you said these were not personal for you. You were like, I don't always agree with them.
That's true, but I don't think we've ever started with six straight overreactions.
Yeah, that might be a record.
You guys agree all the way.
That might be a record, but I at least have a good reason for this. Nick Sirianni loves to attach his name to milestones in big events. So it could be week 17, week 18, and he could be that much closer. They're going to force 1,000 yards to happen so they can throw the graphic up on the big screen and everything. Nick Sirianni loves that moment, so he's going to make it happen.
Okay. Well, you know what? I'm upset that you guys said overreaction on all of these. So that captivating Rangers topic that we have, we probably need more time for that as well. Are you okay if I bump that and we continue with NFL overreaction or reality? Because I'm going to get a reality out of y'all.
Overreaction.
Damn it! Coming up next... probably still me. We'll see. We are going to do NFL reaction reality again, whether they like it or not, with brand new questions. And we'll do it live from Uncle Julio's in Dallas off of Lemon on 105.3 The Fan. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're live from Uncle Julio's in Dallas off of Lemon. I assure you, they are indeed open. We're going to do some more NFL overreaction or reality because you guys hated every single one of my questions. So we're going to start with this. NFL overreaction or reality? Monday night doubleheaders should continue for years to come.
Ooh, overreaction.
You like those doubleheaders, you liar.
You're right. I really do like the Monday night doubleheader. Can I say overreaction just because I want Tuesday and Wednesday night football, though? Like, that's still my goal,
okay,
is to have games every night and just be like, look, except for Friday night, because Friday night is for high school. All right?
I gotcha.
That's a sacred time. So,
right.
But, yeah, no, I –
sacred time.
I love having – and I actually do, Kevin, I do like the order that it's in a little bit better. I wish they would kind of squeeze it still, but I do like the order that it's in. It's nice.
Alec?
That's an overreaction. I hate the doubleheaders. I really do. I try to stay awake at my grand age of 24. I try to stay awake for that second game, and it never works. Like, I just don't end up taking in the amount of football I'd like. It doesn't make sense to me.
All right, I think I'm going to get you guys to agree on this. At least I hope I am. NFL overreaction or reality. Puka Nacua is going to lead the NFL in receiving yards and catches this season. Consider this.
He's going to have 8,000 catches.
He is on pace for 177 catches and 1,999 yards. He has not had fewer than 8 catches in a single game so far, and he is catching 84% of his targets.
Wow, that's insane. And I think as long as Matt Stafford stays healthy, that's very achievable. And that's not saying that Stetson Bennett couldn't do something like that. It's just Matt Stafford is that dude. He is in a different place. He's very confident in this offense. He understands it, and he knows who his target is. He knows exactly where he's going to be. Go back to Cooper Kupp that year and listen to the conversations that they were having and the way they watched film together and the things that they saw. Puka's seeing the same things that Matt Stafford's seeing. He's playing the game like he's the quarterback. Matt Stafford sees him and understands that too. So, yeah, man, I think it's a reality. I think those numbers are going to be huge.
Alec, I think I can get you to agree on this. Overreaction. Or reality, that's true. Puka Nacua will lead the NFL in receiving yards and catches.
You know what? You broke the streak, Kevin. It's going to be a reality because Puka's just that good. He can handle any volume that you ask him to take within a game plan. He can be that guy that literally takes over a game, or he can be a complimentary piece that still, just because of the looks that he's giving other people and the looks that he's drawing, he's going to impact the game a lot. But I think it's going to be more so because he's going to get that volume. I think he can do that.
Now, this one might be a little trickier. NFL overreaction or reality, winning or not, the Eagles have to get A.J. Brown more involved. Now, this might not be an issue today. It might not be an issue this week. And I know the Eagles are 4-0. A.J. Brown, 2 catches for 7 yards on 9 targets. That's the second time this season A.J. Brown has had fewer than 10 yards receiving in a game. I know he said the tweets weren't about the team and this and that, but it feels like something that could become a combustible situation.
Yeah, I think the whole team's going to fall apart pretty soon, and they're going to have to rely on Saquon Barkley to go back to what you said earlier, and he's going to have his 1,000 yards like I predicted, based on 15 yards a game or something like that. But yeah, no, I think but don't you hope that happens, Kevin?
Yes,
isn't
that I do.
Like, fingers crossed.
100%.
Since
it
they
is.
Somehow stupidly were able to win that game against us on the opener.
Alec, overreaction or reality, winning or not, the Eagles have to get A.J. Brown more involved.
That's a reality because, especially last year, but the past couple of years, the reason their offense has worked is because there has been a little bit of balance, even though you can sprinkle in 25 tush pushes. But like, it felt like they did have a decent balance of, we can beat you both ways. We can go through the air. We can run the ball with one of the best backs in the league. But A.J. Brown is a weapon. You got to use him as such.
Kevin, I'm curious, is Jalen Hurts too risk-averse, or is it not open?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
That's what I'm trying to figure out is he doesn't look like he looks a little afraid, and he's like, I can get the yards with my legs, but he looks a little afraid to throw.
See, I think I'm going to go with the second one because those two games for A.J. Brown where he had less than 10 yards receiving were wildly different because in the first one, he wasn't getting targeted. In this second one, he was getting targeted plenty. They just were trying to force it, and it wasn't working. So I will admit, it is a delicate balance. All right, overreaction or reality? Last one for you guys this morning. Caleb Williams will be the first quarterback for the Bears ever to have 30 touchdown passes in a season. Right now, he's on pace for 34 touchdowns and 9 interceptions. Never happened for the Bears, ever.
Why? They had Jay Cutler and Kyle Orton and all those other guys.
Is Jay Cutler the guy who's just in jail for like 2 days because he had to take care of some stuff? Or am I thinking of somebody else?
I did not see that story, so I can't answer it correctly. But he was on Nate Bargatze's like podcast or something for a while.
Yeah, they told him he could go to jail like when it was convenient for him.
Dude, I want that. I don't want to go to
jail. Yeah, he was in jail for 2 days.
I don't want to go to jail. But if I had to go to jail, I'd want him to be like, whenever you're ready, buddy.
Good luck with that, Corey. That's not how it works for most people.
Yeah, for radio. Host. I think that it's I think that is reality. I think that Caleb Williams, their best game is with the ball in his hands. Swift still has some work to do to pick that up. Odunze wants to get his numbers up. DJ Moore is going to want to get his targets. Luther Burden's going to want to. There's a lot of guys. Now, if Cole Kmet can actually catch the ball, that's a different story. But I think there's going to be plenty of options. Ben Johnson wants to have his quarterback passing that ball.
We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. No truth to the rumor that I called them during the break and forced them to say reality. Coming up next, we will talk with Dallas Cowboys owner and general manager Jerry Jones live from Uncle Julio's off of Lemon in Dallas on 105.3 The Fan. KNC masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. And right now, brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. It's time to talk with Dallas Cowboys owner and general manager Jerry Jones. Good morning, sir.
Hey, guys, it again is great to be on with you and getting it all ready to take this bunch to New York, the Jets, and let's go from where we left off the other day.
Now, I know we have a ton of Cowboys questions for you. I did have a league-wide question. It was interesting. Roger Goodell's in London, and he was asked about the possibility of a Super Bowl ever being in London or ever being overseas. What do you think about that concept of having a Super Bowl not in the United States?
First of all, I'm for anything that promotes the growth or expands the eyeballs for the NFL. And that has been really the goal and the practice of the NFL, certainly ever since I've been involved. There's no question that having it out internationally shouldn't take away from our fan interest and eyeballs in the United States, and should add significantly around the world, outside the country. So, in general, I'm for that. I was pretty strong for years and years that it's just never going to be the same, my town against your town, relative to our football. It just can't be transferred to Europe and other countries. But I've changed that. And I've seen how you can take the ethos of our game and the theory behind the game, and it calls on you to do unnatural things relative to physically, and it calls you to play in a certain way that other sports don't require. I think that carries over to the concept of the game, and I think that's catching on and is very popular outside the United States. So I'm all for it.
Well, Jerry, I was all against it until you just sold me on it. You think we'll ever be able to have one on the moon?
Well, let's don't go that far, but I will tell you okay. What I would say for you. Good that you changed your mind. I can tell you it helps if you'll learn to change your mind and not be embarrassed about it. I've had to do it a lot. And the more I've done it, the more successful I've been. So the other adage there is be around smart people.
There you go. There you go.
Now, we were having this discussion, perhaps a debate yesterday on the show. Can you walk us through what you think are some of the reasons for fans to be excited about this Cowboys team thus far this season and going forward?
I can. I think we're a fighting bunch. I think we will hang in there and fight it out. I think we can have some adversity early, and we've shown that we can come back and get our composure, so to speak, and take the fight to them. That's what it's one of the real attributes of the game is to literally start slow and end up with a much higher degree of intensity. Coaches, Brian's doing a great job of establishing that with the team, and I'm seeing it. I saw our defense play better at the end of the game last week than it did at the first of the game. You could say, well, it didn't have far to go the way they were playing, but that'd be trite. We got better in the game, adjustments in the game, players adjusting, players taking better angles. All of that's going on, so I think that's very encouraging. You can't help but point your finger at the play of Dak Prescott. I think it's one of the top quarterback plays that you his level of playing is I don't think he's ever played any better than he's playing now. And he makes that after he gets up to that line, he makes those calls pointing out where vulnerabilities can be and makes the adjustments. Those are unbelievably a part of what his skill is. So all of that's good. And I think we've got help on the way. I know we've got help on the way. We've got some highly talented football players that are going to be out here as we get on into these next few weeks that will really help us out on both sides of the ball.
You know, I'd definitely be inclined to agree with you about the play of Dak Prescott. Going back, a little while in your ownership of the Dallas Cowboys, one of the things with Tony Romo is he played some of the best football of his career, unfortunately, at a time when the defense really struggled. I know you saw the defense get better at the end of the last game, but do you ever think about or are you ever concerned about that it could be the defense that could make all of the good that Dak's doing not relevant?
Well, it's overused, but it's complementary, and that's easy to do. Any side of the ball, including the special teams, can mitigate great plays on another phase of the game. That's the challenge. That's where it is, balance. And has to do with time of possession, turnovers, you name it. You gotta, as Bill Parcells used to say, in a struggle, make sure everybody gets tired at the same time. Are you, if you're the one that's tired and they're not, you've got a problem. Well, the point is that I think we can look to a balanced. I'm confident in being around Brian operating as head coach that he practices that theory. I like the way he calls the plays for balance. I like the way he tries to wear the team down, opposing team down, the defense. For instance, that Chicago game is a shocker. I still don't know how that happened relative to we had them worn down real good in the first half, and we let them off the let them get up. So bottom line is I like what we're doing for a fact. For fact, we have some outstanding young players that weren't with us early, especially over on defense. That will help us as we go forward here, and they'll be on the field. And then offensively, we're in a rash of injuries right now, but such as the Lamb injury, but we can look forward to them getting better. So I see us getting better, and I know we're learning the schemes, for instance, on defense with Flus and his philosophy. I know learning what to do is real important. We have made changes over there, and so it's important to not only learn them, like if you were taking a test, but it's how to be able to practice in the nuances of how fast to get there and how not to get there too quick. There's those kinds of things other than knowing exactly what to do. Bottom line is I think we're getting better.
You know, Jerry, I'm glad you're talking about that balance because Kevin and I have been talking about the balance that this offense has had a lot since the season started. What were you expecting from Javonte Williams when you signed him, and has he shown you more than you expected?
Well, if you looked at him his first year or two at Denver, that would set your expectations pretty high. He was impressive, and you're seeing that. That's exactly what you're seeing. And he's an outstanding teammate. He's an outstanding player in that running back group. And so he's everything you want. And he's obviously, I'm going to use the word violent, but he's obviously got big size, and he knows how to throw it around when he's running with the ball. So we're really pleased. That one right there is actually better than you could have dreamed for and hoped for. So that's good. We're going to be more than likely seeing Blue this weekend. That's not for sure, but we could. And he's got that speed, and he's had a lot of evolving to do. He had it when he was at Texas, and he's also had it here in the pros of just being professional about the approach to things. And he's doing that, and he could add a real dimension that is exceptional with him and that speed burst.
Yeah, and I think we're really excited about the potential of being able to see that. Real quick on Javonte, did y'all ever have any conversations with Sean Payton about the player himself?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Well, we
Just to kind of like ask, you know, see.
Well, he was a free agent, and of course, we have a part of the process, and Sean's friendly with us, and we're friendly with him. A part of the process is that evaluation, and it would be abnormal if you hadn't talked to their former coaches.
Gotcha.
You know, Wanya Thomas, it looks like he's going to get more playing time this week. Obviously, he played a lot last week. His brother is on the Jets, and whether it was with your sister growing up or your kids, what happens with a sibling rivalry in a competitive environment?
There's nothing like it. I have a sister that's a couple of years younger than me today, and we still play around with each other verbally and just really, I call her Snookums. And that's the nickname I've been calling her since I remember, I can remember. And we've had a great life together. She's wonderful, apple of my eye. And every time I look at her, I think of our parents. And so, boy, siblings can be beautiful. And they, like your mother, can say things to you that nobody else can. I was getting on a private plane with our entire family years ago, and there were maybe 15 of us getting on. And I was saying sternly as the taskmaster, I want everybody to be in charge individually of your bag. Whatever you do, I'm not going to have any mercy if we get there and somebody's left bags back here in Dallas. And so, boy, we all get on. We fly about 3 hours away and get off. There was one bag missing. Mine. Mine. Well, my sister, everybody, I was so mad I couldn't see, left it all the way back in Dallas. And we were riding along in this van. She was up in the front. Everybody just quiet because they knew I was about to pop. I was so mad at having left my bag and knew how hard it was to get it back to meet up with us. Well, finally up front, she said, started quoting me of my lecture to everybody before we took off. And, of course, I almost caused a wreck trying to get to her to pinch her or something. But only sisters and brothers can act that way.
That is fantastic. I love that story so much.
Now, I know going into the Jets game, the easy thing to say is, like, you have to win every game. Every game matters in the NFL. When you look at the schedule for this team in October, how important is it that the Cowboys take advantage of a theoretically weaker slate of opponents if y'all are going to get to where you want to be?
Well, it every game. This past weekend, this tie, as much as we can look at the negative of the tie, we can look at the positive of it, too. It's a big difference in losing it and tying it on the very thing you're talking about, and that's that record. And it looks a long way away at this juncture of the season when you've only played four games. But, boy, when you get down there at the end, every fraction, every game, every half game makes a difference, and that is the case here. Of course, we're playing them there in the Meadowlands, and that's a tough thing. They've got some really voracious fans up there that like to have fun with us. So we've got our hands full, and of course we're playing walking wounded. In the NFL, it's not the thing to do to talk about you're a little shorthanded with your injury. So we're not going to talk about that. But the facts are that a lot of people are going to get an opportunity to play Sunday that we hadn't planned on.
So are you saying I should not ask your concern level with potentially four of your five offensive line starters missing this weekend?
listen, the old adage, but boy, it's hollow sounding sometime. Next man up. That can be a empty room, boy.
Jerry, Shoddy was on this morning with Sean and RJ and Bobby, and they were having a great conversation. And the more we hear from this guy, the more we love him as the coach. What do you think you've learned about Shoddy that you didn't know before this season started?
Well, what you're seeing is an amplification of what we did know about him, and that is he's in-depth, knowledge of the NFL and football, his philosophy that all coaches develop as a composite of their experiences. Well, he's had those 30 years of experiences at a very young age, and here he is, barely 50, and has all of that experience, yet never has been the head coach. Well, boy, that gives you a level of energy, or that gives you a level of wanting to show them that you can't buy. And, of course, you're seeing his maybe best skill, and that is people skills. And not take anything away from his technical knowledge of how to coach. But he will do just what you'd expect. He'll wear them out in spending time and work. He's there all the time. And that's what you get by virtue of having done it before in this age. And so I'm excited about what he's bringing to the team. And he's got this team right now playing, in my mind, on all its cylinders.
You know, and Shoddy is another big proponent of the next man up theory. I know Jalen Tolbert already had a spot and played plenty for this team, but what have you thought about his performance in the absence of CeeDee Lamb? Because that's another person that you've expected or you need to step up.
Yeah. When it can happen for him. I remember when we drafted him, we thought he was one that we could have drafted it a round earlier. And I think it's third round on him. But the bottom line is that I think he's getting his real chance to do what he's practiced so hard for, countless repetition. And you like to see that. And as often will happen, the more catches he'll get, or he's going to, I think the more he'll make the play for you.
Jerry, you're a big proponent. You're a big character in pop culture also. Have you got a chance to listen to all of Taylor Swift's album yet? And will she be invited during the Thanksgiving game against Kansas City this year?
Well, the answer is I don't want to do anything to jump the gun, but we would have an elaborate seat for her if she should. Should attend the game. There's nobody a bigger fan of Taylor Swift than I am, and but more importantly, we all are. And so, I appreciate buying through her Kansas City connection there, the kind of interest that she has and that she has brought to the NFL. So, I can't get enough. Taylor Swift.
Now, yesterday, Dallas County judge denied a motion for summary judgment in the pending litigation of the sexual assault case. Are you worried that this is going to go to trial? Can you tell us anything on that front, Jerry?
Well, I think we're into this 7 years, and it's the system. But it's been there for 7 years, and that's all that I can comment about it. But it's the same one that's been around for a long time. And I've allegedly, when I was taking a picture with her after the New York Giant game 7 years ago, I allegedly kissed her. And, of course, I don't remember that or deny that. There's no pictures. There's no witnesses, in my view. And this thing has... needs to move on down the road.
Do you feel like it's your legal team at all that's kept this going for so long?
I think it's the system, but I'm not going to complain about the system that we have in America. It's flawed, but it's the best there is in the world. And so, you just see where it goes from here. But I don't. She's. Actually had is the godmother or a relationship with, that's how she got invited to the party after the game against the Giants. And so she was there along with several hundred other people. And it just is a case of trying to, in my mind, get money that you don't deserve.
Well, we appreciate the time as always, and great good luck in New York.
Great, guys. Let's have a big game, boy.
Yes, sir.
It's important.
There you go. Yes, there you go. Jerry Jones right here on 105.3 The Fan. I don't know why I said great, good luck.
You know what? It was very much like go get Rangers.
Yeah, I don't know. But,
and I'm proud of you because now we have another way to say it that we never had before. You know, now we're not just wishing people good luck. We're wishing them great good luck, Kevin.
Okay.
Dude, you're a trendsetter. I've always said that.
Would theoretically be better than regular good luck.
Yes. Style. Fashion, food. You've just been a trendsetter your whole life, and I'm proud of you, man.
Really a backwards trendsetter on all of those things.
But not words, because go get Rangers caught on. Their shirts were made out of it. Now great good luck is going to be a new thing for people.
Okay, there you go. In the meantime, we're going to continue with the content right now. Brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. It's time for some baseball nuggets. Man, I actually would really like that if you guys just did the music from here on out. I think that would actually be phenomenal. All right, let's talk about the trio of elimination games. Where do you want to start, Corey?
Let's start with the Cubs, man.
All right, let's go to cut number 7 because the Cubs won. And they were probably going to win anyway for their first postseason win since 2017. But let's take you to the 9th inning and Xander Bogaerts with a brutal strike 3 call and a full count.
A 3-2 from Keller.
Oh, yeah. Woo!
Strike 3 called. DJ Rayburn just bailed out Keller and Bogaerts knows it.
And they would go on to talk a lot about the ABS system and how he would immediately be tapping his hat if that was the case.
Again, it was bad.
It was really bad. I'm not saying that the Padres were going to complete the comeback, but, man, did that really stymie their attempt to do so.
And you know what? And rumor is now the Padres are going to trade the entire team, change all the uniforms, and then move to a different city probably.
Look, if you've seen the Padres' MO, I actually think some of that could potentially happen.
They're going to go work in L.A. Stadium. They're going to play in the Dodger Stadium now.
A lot of people were excited about Yu Darvish getting the start yesterday. It went quite poorly. He gave up a leadoff single in the first, then he was able to get out of it. However, in the second, he gave up a single, double, hit by pitch, and an RBI single, and they said, all right, that's a day for you, and unfortunately, he's getting the meme treatment today with a whole lot of different memes. He once again falters in a big start.
Do you think we have seen the end of Darvish? Do you think that's, or is he just going to continue?
No,
I don't think that he was looked at as untouchable whenever he arrived in the league.
Yeah, we're a few years away from that, but he's certainly still, I think, a usable starting pitcher.
Just not in big games.
Yeah, yeah. I would probably
trade him before that, you know?
I mean, good luck with that. Now, the series that I was most interested in, the Tigers and the Guardians.
I'm sad.
Yeah, what did we talk about? Now the Tigers can go, hey, what a neat comeback that you had. It's the biggest of all time, and then we beat you. Right
yeah.
Away.
No, and it's a really, you're right. Like, it's gratifying for Tigers. It's gratifying for A.J. Hinch and for what they've done. And now we get to see more Skubal. Like, that's one of the bonuses that we get in this.
That is a great point. Jack Flaherty was looking good out there, and then the Tigers put up 4 in the 7th to put that game out of reach. They will play the Mariners in the divisional round. And then, of course, we go to probably the most marquee series in terms of national appeal, the Yankees and the Red Sox. The Yankees get the win 4-0, and this is a big deal for a couple of different reasons. First of all, the Yankees make history. They're the first team to lose game 1 in the best of 3 series since they shifted just a few years ago to this format and go ahead and win the series. And going into this, the winner of game 1 had followed up going 18-2 in these series. And so you still saw 3 game 3s this year, and the Yankees are able to buck the trends and get the win to advance to the divisional series against Toronto.
All right, so we're Toronto fans now for a little while?
Which is tough.
Yeah.
Because no love for Toronto baseball around these parts either, but I will always despise the Yankees and Cardinals above any other baseball team.
We'll wish the Blue Jays some great luck. Great good luck.
Thank you very much for
all
that.
All the luck.
Appreciate it, Corey. This is a big week in New York. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The And coming up next, we will talk with our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. We're the KNC Masterpiece, live from Uncle Julio's in Dallas off of Lemon on 105.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.